Good morning. We welcome all of you, okay, to Every Nation Penang. And here is where we want to encourage all of us, okay, to honor God, okay, and make disciples, okay, which means, okay, you honor God, love lost people, win them for Christ, and disciple them, all right? Now, we are in a series called Make Room, okay, Make Room. Sometimes we make room, you stay in your bedroom, didn't come out. Okay, now, series called Make Room is a six-part series. It's a series that we talk about the Holy Spirit, all right? Now, in that sense, okay, we have gone through five parts, and today I'm going to wrap up. And in every of those parts is to bring forward, okay, what it means, how to know, okay, and increase our knowledge as far as the Holy Spirit, okay, concerned, all right? So which means I hope he has benefited all of you. If you are joining us for the first time, okay, running through what we have talked about or you have learned so far. In part one, I talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, which means when we say the Holy Spirit, it's not just spirit, okay, but it's a divine person. Now, Deborah, my youngest, she came back from school. I think this occasion, I think, was more than a month ago. You know, in the classroom, they were talking about ghosts. Because now the Chinese, they ghost man, right? They say, "Ah, yeah, you Christian don't believe ghosts, nah." Right? So Deborah was saying, "Oh, we believe in ghosts. It's called Holy Spirit." I think all her friends do not know what she's trying to say, all right? Now, anyway, okay, I was talking about Holy Spirit, the third person in our triune God. And then all the more, as we talk about Holy Spirit, means my encouragement and prayer for all of you is that you, okay, know Him, experience the Holy Spirit and the fellowship that you can have, all right? And all the more, all right, I talk about the Holy Spirit being the advocate, the helper, okay? He's the Spirit of truth, counselor, and teacher, all right? Then I was away for 3 weeks. I thank God for the next person was Terence, okay? Terence preached about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The birth of the early church, okay, happened because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, okay? That's where God wants the church to go out, okay? That's how he's been glorified among nations. And Terence talked about how the Holy Spirit fill us, flow through us, and enable us. Part 3, we talk about sanctification by the Spirit. Okay, AJ preached that to give us an understanding of the Holy Spirit as the one who set us apart. Okay, being holy, be sanctified. Okay, by doing so, okay, we apart ourselves from the wicked ways of the world. All right, so that we fulfill the purposes of God. Then, part 4, we have Casey preached that the Spirit of Sonship. Okay, Casey illustrated, okay, what it means, the ancient adoption of the Romans. And all the more, as you talk about sonship, it talks about fatherhood. We got to understand that and how the Holy Spirit plays His role to liberate us, okay, to free us from slave to son. Okay, let me say once again that we are not orphans. We have a father, and it's God the Father. Okay, good amen. All right, then last Sunday, part 5, I talked about walking in the Spirit. It's a choice, okay? Whether you walk in the flesh or you choose to walk in the Spirit. It's a choice, all right? Now, talk with that, I'm talking about whether you bear the fruit of the Spirit as well. So, walking, okay? How do you walk? How do you be led by the Spirit and how you live? Because there's always a war within, all right? Talking about walk, remember I said the word called patio, all right, the patio, okay, peri that surround you, how you walk that life, how you behave, how you conduct your life, okay, that's the walking, all right, walking. Otherwise, you go home moonwalking, right, true. Okay, now today, we're going to wrap up the series, part 6 called Spirit-Empowered Life. Now, Spirit-Empowered Life, sometimes we think it's difficult, but let me tell you, we're going to unpack that. Okay, make it simple for all of us to understand. Now, having gone through part 1 to part 5, I find that there's no reason why we cannot live, okay, a spirit-empowered life. So all the more today, as we want to unpack that, we probably in your mind is, what does it mean to have a spirit-empowered life? And that means there's a call in our life to live as one. Okay, live as one. How are you empowered? How you embrace this life that Jesus talked about. Now, to begin with that, talking about spirit-empowered life, we're going to look at the book of Acts. If you observe this series, we touch on the book of Acts and then a couple of passages from the book of Galatians. Now, as we wrap up this series, next week we're going to start a new series and we're going to do a book study. We're going to look into the book of Colossians, all right? So get ready for that. Now, spirit and power, have you ever heard people say, or you yourself have probably said it, okay, I need to share the gospel. I need to tell people about Jesus, but I don't know how, I don't know how to do that, all right? Or you say, I'm not so gifted like pastor. You say one day people come to know Jesus, I don't know how to share like pastor, all right? Or sometimes when we are new in the Lord and say, I'm so new, I've not finished reading the Bible. So don't ask me. I don't know how. Don't ask me and all those. I'm not prepared. All right, things like that. How many of you know what I'm talking about? All right. Which means by you saying that or you hear something like that, something is amiss. Okay, miss in your journey. Okay, as Christian, that is the part that we talk about. Okay, the Holy Spirit. Now, for many years in the church world, okay, in church world means many of those tasks that's been assigned. Okay, which means they're saying that, okay, all these are the job of pastors or the group of leaders. They ended up the responsibilities of pastors and the few that are serving increases every time, all right? Until a stage, okay, they have become burned out. So, which means, okay, with that, it's not healthy, okay? All the more, when we understand what is spirit-empowered life, every one of us play a part, okay, in the walk or the journey, okay, of whether a believer or in the church, all right? So which means we are talking about make room. How can we make room, okay, to have or live a spirit-empowered life, all right? Now, I want to share with you, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, an evangelist. Okay, he said this statement. He said, your cap potential, the potential that is in you, all right, that's inside you. It's like a new battery. How many of you like to have a new battery? There's one time that Apple, I don't know which model, asking people to change battery at a cost of 199 ringgit, right? So when you change a battery, wow. Now, you came into the world full of ability to run the whole thing, but you just sitting there, your store power isn't being used. How many of you got a new battery and you keep it? By the time you want to use it, the power already dissipate. The battery already useless right now. Like a battery that needs acidic water inside it before it can really fulfill its purpose. Likewise, you need something to unleash the potential locked inside you. That something is Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the key that allows all the dormant power within you to come to life. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, you can never function in your fullest potential. You know that many, okay, believers and churches and denominations have underestimated what the Holy Spirit can do in your life, okay, or in the church itself. All right, now, when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, the moment you accepted Christ, you receive Him. All right, so Father, God, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, we talk about the water baptism. Water baptism. So when you talk about water baptism, you drink water. Okay, now baptize, the Greek word is baptizo. It literally means that you take something deep underwater and then lift it up or into a fluid and lift it up. Okay, that is the meaning of baptizo. In the water baptism class, I'm going to talk about this. All right, now, it's just like all of us who love cooking, fried chicken, prawn, all those. So you take those and you dip into the oil and lift it up. Okay, that means you dip in, you fry it, and lift it up, right? When we water baptize you, it's not oil, lah. It's water. Huh? Okay, all right. Okay, now, you're wondering, okay? Spa or what? Okay, now, when we talk about the baptism Holy Spirit, it's not that, it's not only that you feel the Holy Spirit, but now, God puts you into, baptize you in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's like, not only you drink the water, now we put you inside the water. All right, you're baptized in the water. So, which means the power that comes upon you that you're able to live a spirit-empowered life. All right, now, the word may seem too big to understand, but simple. Now, I just look at this. Okay, what it means to be spirit empowered? It means, simply means, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, what it means to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, so which means, how are you empowered, Holy Spirit? To be empowered by the Holy Spirit means you are empowered by the Holy Spirit through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, so today we're going to unpack that. So by understanding to be empowered the Holy Spirit, the very reason the birth of the early church was because of the power of the Holy Spirit, which means if there was no Holy Spirit, there was no church. Okay, when there's no Holy Spirit, there's no power. Okay, now, I truly can't imagine where the church will be if there is no Holy Spirit. How our journey as a believer will become if there's no Holy Spirit. All right? So God's plan for all of us is to be Spirit-filled. All right? Now, Pastor Jojo, when he was with us, and after 5 years, all right, when he was back in Philippines, okay, he was asked to lead, okay, the Spirit Empowerment, I don't know whether they call it department or ministry, all right, okay, to help us understand what Spirit Empowerment is. In fact, our mission statement, okay, we exist to establish Christ-centered, Spirit-filled, all right, socially responsible churches. So the part that, okay, that we are talking about. So in order for us to understand that, okay, that is what it means, okay, to make room for, okay, Spirit and power. Yesterday, we met a couple. He was here in the 9 a.m. service. Wow, surprise! Okay, this is just came from a movie. I said, what movie? Hobbs and Shaw. So I came back, Hobbs and Shaw. Wow, it sounds like Holy Spirit. Okay, now. Now, why I'm saying so? Okay, so this series, we talk about Acts, Book of Acts. Now, I want to encourage all of you to study the Bible, all right, and read the Bible. If you don't know how to study, read first. Now, when we talk about Holy Spirit, it's about the Book of Acts, okay? The Book of Acts is not only the book of the Acts of the Apostle, but it's also the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you like action-packed, Book of Acts is action-packed. So when I read them, I say, wow, I don't know how you see movie, right? I believe that when you see movie, you thought you are Wayne Johnson, right? I don't know, right? John Paul. Okay, yes, okay. Now, whatever way you thought you are this person, when I read the Bible, I say, wow, all the happenings, you know, whether it's praying, whether baptism, whether it casts out demon, all right, all those, okay, that's happening, okay, when you read the Bible becomes just action-packed when you read, okay, the Book of Acts, all right. Now, all of us have challenges, I believe, yes. Okay, we have things in our life that sometimes we don't want to talk about, all right, because ayo, malu, okay, and all those. Let me tell you, when you read the Bible, and you'll be wondering, wow, fishermen, Jesus chose fishermen, Peter, James, and John, wow. So when you come to read, I think somewhere in Acts chapter 4, okay, the people were wondering, why this Peter, James, and so, weren't they fishermen? Weren't they unschooled and untrained? How can they perform? How can they perform all this miracle? Friend, that doesn't mean you don't go to school, huh? Okay. They were with Jesus for 3 years, and Jesus trained them, okay, for 3 years. I don't know whether Jesus after that gave them a certificate, diploma, or whatever. But we know, okay, the journey of a Christian is a lifelong, okay, journey, and they will transform every one of them. And I believe whatever challenges you have, whatever fall short you have, God wants to use you, okay, by the Holy Spirit. So the big question, okay, that I want to unpack today is how to make room for a Spirit-empowered life. And we're going to look at Acts chapter 1. All right? How to make room for a Spirit-empowered life. And I have three keywords that I want to share with you. Okay? So Acts chapter 1 to verse 8, verse 1 to verse 8 says, in the first book of Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up after he had given commands. Now, this word, Theophilus, is the name of a person. Now, if you don't have a Christian name or Bible name, this is a good name. Every time when I think about Adrian Teo. I said, hey, Theophilus. Okay, this word Theophilus is very interesting. Huh? Now, the word Theo is God. So just like you study, you hear me again. Let's say when you study biology, you study bio is life. So you study life. When you go to Bible school, you say, oh, what are you studying? I study theology. So you study God, okay? So theology. Now, the second word is philos, okay? Theophilus, okay? Now, philos is from the word called filio. They said you have this bank called allied filio, all right? So filio means friend, good friend. Okay, the word love has many words in the Greek word. There are many words, all right? So God's love for us is agape, right? Philo is friend. So if I'm friend of Casey, so I say, Casey, I philo you. Right, yes, right? Husband and wife is called eros. So I cannot go and say to Casey, no, cannot. That is for husband, I say that to Mio. All right, okay, huh? So it's different, okay, in that sense. So this is Theophilus. In other words, if you put English, his name is friend of God. Wow, how many of you want to change name already now? Okay, Theophilus, that's what it means. Okay, now, so he continued to say, okay, until the day when he was taken out after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them after his suffering for many proof, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. So you can imagine Jesus appeared after resurrection. He came, appeared to all of them. He has a life group and continued teaching them. And they teach, okay, the kingdom of God, all right? So the background, Jesus died at the cross, buried. Third day, he rose. At this moment, he's resurrected. He's appearing, okay, proof, okay, to many. Now, continue reading. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, and you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Right, continue. And so when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or season that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, even as I wrap up, okay, this series called Make Room. Okay, help us understand more of you, O Holy Spirit. I know, Lord, Holy Spirit, come. You can change us. You can transform us because only you can. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, Amen. All right. So the big question, how to make room for a spirit-empowered life? I want to give each us three action words, okay? Three key words that I look at Acts chapter 1, okay? The first one is called wait. Say with me, wait. How many of you like to wait? Nobody likes to wait, right? Now, how I found this word, he said, while you're staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. Okay, wait. Say again, wait. Okay, now, wait. I was saying that in our culture today, nobody actually likes to wait, right? Now, how many of you, I'll show this picture right now. How many of you been to ATM? You want to withdraw your money and the queue is so long. Especially now it's what? Now it's August the 25th already, right? Payday is coming. You try to queue up. How many of you been at the ATM, right? You queue up. It's about your turn. Just after the next person. And this person, one card, take the money. Then you take another card. Another card. How many have you experienced this before? True, right? Because there are many people on shift. And normally, in front of us, probably the Nepali or the Bangla, you know, they all, right? Because they're all working shift, they have no chance to go and withdraw themselves. So they pass all the ATM cards to their friend, and he start withdrawing one by one. Oh, you see, this person so many cards. Then you go in and you take a card, no money, okay. After the long queue, your salary not in yet. Okay, now, nobody likes to wait. Now, the other picture is Sion Road. That was the Char Kway Teow, right? Now, today they have moved inside their own unit. Now, it's crazy, you know. My birthday on the July the 11th, I told Mio, let's go and eat some of these places. You see people posting and Some of these places I've not eaten. So I said, let's go and try this. So we went. It's still queuing. Queue and queue. It took me 1.5 hours. Really, I timed 1.5 hours to get the plate of char kway teow. Actually, we just want to, 1.5, I queue and stand for 1.5 hours. So when the queuing was so long, me say, buy two lah. Because I want to go all round, right? Just to try one, and then we go on. Don't want to overeat. Queue so long, so two please. Okay, two. In my mind, what came to my mind was, 1.5 hours, I've done the service. You know, true or not? I've done the service already, all right now. Now, to make room, wait in meaning is to make room. That means to allow the Holy Spirit to empower us, all right now. The word waiting is very interesting. We talk about walk, right? Walk is how you conduct your life. Now, the Greek word for walk is this word called perimeno, all right now. Which means, okay, to stay around, to wait, to expect. Is this two words called peri and meno? Peri means concerning or the account of, around or near, right? Just like the peripatio. Now, meno means to remain, abide, not to depart or to continue to be present, okay, to be there. Lah. So peri meno means to remain in a place or and or state with expectancy concerning a future event. Now, we're all this saying, right, for us who live in Malaysia, very easy to understand. There was a time few months ago when they in the parliament, people don't want to stay, they go away. So the Agong came in and he was sitting down. He said, sila duduk, jangan lari. Remember the time? Sila duduk, jangan lari, sit down, don't run away. Now when Jesus said, wait, he's telling the disciples, don't go anywhere. Yes, wow, we observe Jesus died, Jesus buried, the day he rose again. And then already, wow, Jesus is alive. What Jesus said that on these 3 days, everything will be demolished, and the third day, the church will rise again, right? So, wow, they're on fire, want to go for, tell the whole world about Jesus. But what Jesus said, wait, sila duduk. Okay, sit down, jangan lari. Okay, everybody sitting down, jangan lari. Okay, now. So when you read the scripture just now, it says, while staying with them. Can you imagine? Jesus resurrected. He didn't go anywhere. He stayed with them. Can you imagine the closeness of relationship that he has with the disciples? Yes. So that means during that moment, the heartbeat of Jesus, they are hearing the heartbeat of Jesus, right? You normally only have close one that come and stay with you, true or not? Right? Do you like me to come and stay with you? Okay, you think twice. Okay, now. Right. Okay, now. So, many portions of the Bible talk about wait. Now, the psalmist David said this, okay, Psalms 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. David was time where he was in trouble. He was under attack and all those. But when he write, okay, the Psalms, he learned about how to wait. He chose not to bluntly, okay, or do a blunder, whatever that he can do, all right? Probably he has also learned, okay, from his previous life as well. Now, Psalms 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Now, David. So, many parts of the Bible, you just search, okay, the word wait. The other one is Isaiah. Probably this is the most popular that you heard of. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is a good verse if you take part in marathon. As you run, right? You keep on recite this scripture, friends. You sure finish, okay, your run. Okay, now, waiting is also a sign of maturity. Now, all of us who are parents, you have children, or all of you have younger brother and sister, all right? Now, when your son or daughter asks for, I want French fry. Okay, wait. I want French fry. Okay, we are going. I want French fry. We are reaching McDonald's now. Okay, we are queuing up. I want French fry. Okay, buying now. Order now. I want French fry. Okay, coming. I want French fry. Not enough, okay. Waiting is a sign of maturity. All right. So Psalmist taught us to wait. And that is important, okay, to wait. Yesterday, I have a breakfast with the Dance at Heart Saturday, Dance at Heart team, you know, breakfast and all those. And you and I was engaging a conversation, talking about friends that we know and all those. Well, I recall a story of a postmaster I know. Okay, just telling this because the story came up and sign of maturity. So he's a postmaster, and not many people came to work on that day, and the queue was so long. How many of you still buying stamps? No more. Already. So today there's no queue in buying stamps. Yeah, understand that? True, huh? When they buy stamp, how much? I want to send a postcard to Australia. Berapa? How much? Wow, so cheap. 50 cents. Send a postcard, only 50 cents. Yeah, no queue. All right, now, those days, wow, the queue is so long. Then was a lady couldn't stand anymore because not many people came to work, only a postmaster. So this lady came out, nobody work ah! Score, you know? Wow, score, all kind of words, uncivilized and all those. The friend that we know, the postmaster came out, came to the other counter. Oh, okay. He go inside and take a hammer and put there. Silakan. Well, he very good in tackle the lady because he was saying that, so who is uncivilized? I know your language. Do you know my language? You know my dialect? Don't know, right? So we'll challenge the person. Go, balik, line up. So waiting is a sign of maturity, all right? Now, so what do you do when you're waiting? Pray. Wow, very good, man. Very good. Thank you, brother. Waiting, all right? I don't know what you do when you're waiting, all right? When I was waiting for, when your spouse in the bathroom, you wait for them to get ready, what do you do? You pray, huh? Don't scold them, okay? You pray, all right, okay. While waiting for your char kway teow, what you do? You pray, huh? You scold the lady, the char kway teow not nice, huh? Okay, all right, now. When your spouse goes shopping everywhere, you don't know what to do, whether you're sitting or walking everywhere, what you do? Pray, huh? I'm talking about myself, lah. Okay, now. Okay, let's move on. Okay, pray, right? Now, all the disciples, Jesus asked them to wait. Did they wait? Yes. What did they do? They pray. Thank you, Brother Joe. That is Terrence's parents. Terrence's parents, we like you there, okay? Okay. Joe and Vera. Okay, praise the Lord. If you have not met Terrence, it's like, if you have not seen my father, you see my father, right? Same, right? Okay, handsome. All right, now, let's move on. So you are to wait. Okay, wait means you are to make room to wait. To wait means to make room. Did the disciples make room? Yes. So continue that Acts chapter 1, verse John 14 said this. And they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount called Olivet or Mount Olives, which is near Jerusalem. Yes, it's very near. It's very near. We were there. Okay, we were very near. So a Sabbath day journey away, and when they had entered, they went up to the upper room to wait. Jesus asked them to wait means to make room. So they went up to upper room. Okay, they make room. And where they were saying, how many of you like your attendance to be taken in a prayer meeting? So the Holy Spirit, my attendance, okay. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot and Judas the son of James. So you're talking, I thought Judas died already. No, this different Judas, all right? So that's why the Bible recorded, this is the son of another person, all right? All these with one accord, what were they doing? Devoting themselves to prayer. And together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. So what do you do when you wait? Pray. Praise the Lord. That's number one. Second one. Second word, action word, is the word receive. Say with me, receive. Okay, how do I get this word? All right, now, while they are staying with them, he ordered them not to depart, right? Stay. Jangan lari, okay? Stay. They don't depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Which means what? You wait is to receive the promise of God. promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. That's where when we go to verse 8, okay, you will receive the power. Now, the power of the Holy Spirit. So it was said that just now is the promise of the Father. Now, the background is like this. When you read the Bible, in those days, they don't have chapters. Who's the author of the book of Acts? Luke. Yes, correct. It's Luke. All right. Now, who's the author of the Gospel of Luke? Luke. All right. So, Luke and book of Acts, somehow it was written together. All right? Because it's the same author. Okay? Same author. That's why just now when you read verse 1 in my first book, so he was like reading, writing here already. Then he's writing now the second part, all right, now. So because of the same author, Luke recorded what Jesus said. And this is a promise of the Father. The best news that you ever receive is the gospel of Jesus Christ. After knowing Jesus and accept Jesus, there's another best news. And that best news is this: receiving the gift of the promise of the Holy Spirit, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, because of Luke, right? Luke chapter 24, verse 49. How many chapters are there in the Gospel of Luke? 24, lah. Okay, now. And behold, I am sending the promise of the Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power on high. Now, when Luke wrote this, Jesus has not gone to the cross yet. Right? Oh, gone to the cross. Okay, so Luke 24. Okay, yeah, already. So with that, Luke was writing, say, I'm sending the promise. So Jesus confirmed in John 14, I'm going away. It's good for you to go away. I'm good for me to go away because I'm sending, okay, the Holy Spirit. So I'm sending the promise of the Father. After receiving, you see recorded again in Acts chapter 2, verse 33, because Acts chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3, all those are outpouring of Holy Spirit. Verse 33 is stated, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise, okay, of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, Spirit-empowered life that is to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. How are you empowered, Holy Spirit? Is to receive, okay, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it is a promise. Okay, tell your neighbor left and right. Promise, huh? Okay, promise. Now, Acts chapter 1, 6 to 7. Now, how many of us, okay, and knowing that it's a promise, sometimes we can get distracted. Yes? Oh, no, I need to preach the gospel. No, yeah, I need to reach my friend. Yeah, do, all right? But we can easily get distracted. We can easily get derailed, all right? So, Jesus talking about the promise. Stay, right? Don't go away, stay. But in verse 6, when they had come together, they asked Jesus, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus asked them, hey, wait, promise of Holy Spirit. But their mind quickly searched a switch and not talking of Holy Spirit. Lord, Bila, when? Will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? To understand that, they were living under the rule of the Roman Empire, okay, which means they are under oppression, which also means whenever they say, Lord Jesus, what will happen to them? They're supposed to say, Lord Caesar, not Lord Jesus. So which means, let me say this. I know I said in another time before, but I'm going to do a series on that. When Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know what that means? The believers during the early days, when they say Lord Jesus, just to say the Lord Jesus means they are ready to die. Because if they are caught by saying the Lord Jesus, death sentence. So when they say, I'm not ashamed, wow, they really mean what they mean. What it means to be a believer of Jesus Christ, right? So they were at this point, I believe they were still afraid what is going to happen. And Jesus turned and said this, it is not for you to know times or season that the Father has fixed by his own authority, because to God's Jesus' plan was, you wait, you receive the power. Because the power that's going to be given to you, you're going to change the world. The word power, when you will receive the power, the Greek word name, the Greek word for power is dunamis. Say with dunamis. That's where the word dynamo came about. How many of you cycle those days? You have this thing called dynamo attached to your tire. So when you cycle, it generates power for your bicycle lamp. All right. So that's the word dynamo, dynamis. All right. So you can imagine, if you do not have the power that God given us, how are you going to transform life, homes, families, okay, your workplace? Because that is where we got to make room, okay, for the Holy Spirit. Now, by saying so, you are to make room to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. To receive means to be the room. To wait, make room. To receive, you become the room. You understand, huh? All right, now, let's move on. Now, third one, the third key word, action word, is the word witness. Say with me, witness. So you are to witness. Now, what it means by witness? You are to witness. Just now I said, to wait is to make room, to allow yourself to understand who Holy Spirit is. When I say you receive, you become the room. Holy Spirit comes, all right, now. When he say to witness means, get out of the room. Right? So now, you make room. Now you receive. Now receive what you do. Stay here. No, it's time for you to get out of the room, to be the witness of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right? So that was the time when why Jesus said, wait, because you're all ready to go. But no power. So Jesus said, wait. So that the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, the time comes, you get out from this room. Now, each time when I read Acts chapter 2, when outpouring came upon the disciples in the upper room, I'm glad that all of them didn't stay up there for the rest of their life. You know, when you come, when you go for conference, when you go for camps, you know, you come for service, wow, the worship so powerful. Wow, Terrence. Oh, okay, all right. You know, you see all the singers sing with all their heart. Wow, your experience and all those. But the time comes, service over. Go home. Go home. You know, with your family. You know, go to your work and then share your life. You know, be a testimony to others. What if you choose to stay here for the rest of your life? What the disciples choose to stay in the upper room for the rest of their life? Wow, the word and the power will never reach the nation. Today, when we go back to the upper room and we see it, it's empty. It's now visitors from all over come and see this place, all right, where the Holy Spirit poured upon them. You will be my witnesses, says Jesus Christ. All right, now, so with that, we can say the disciples were all in one room. They were waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the promise of the Holy Spirit. Upon receive, they could no longer stay in that room. They have to go out into the streets and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, is to get out from that room and to be a witness. A witness means it's a judicial, it's a trial court, it's a terminology of the trial court, which the judges and the jury wants to hear what you see first hand, right? The first hand news. You cannot make up your own story. You are eyewitnesses. You are witnesses. Okay, what you have experienced and all those. All right. So as I end, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Here is your Jerusalem. Spiritually, symbolically, your home, Jerusalem. Then you go one circle above Jerusalem, maybe your workplace, okay? Workplace or the city that you live in. Then after that, after work, I don't know where you go. Maybe the mall, maybe holiday. I don't know where is it, but it's some area. You don't get it, Casey got it, okay? In Jerusalem, in all Judea, and some area, okay? Some area before you go to the ends of the world. Now, to balance all that we have learn today how to make room for a spirit-empowered life. Three action words, that is to wait, to receive, and to witness. Now, it's an ongoing thing. Do you wait all the time? Maybe. Do you receive all the time? Maybe. Do you witness all the time? Yes. So it's all ongoing. But the thing is this, is waiting, that's all you do for the rest of your life? No, right? You won't be like waiting for the rest of your life. So you'll be praying, you'll be eager, waiting, the hope, the prayer that you pray, what is to take place. There's a time that you wait and the time that you build your life, all right? Wait. Receiving is very good, right? But is that all you do for the rest of your Christian life, to receive, receive, and receive? You become so fat. Okay. You eat and eat and eat and eat, receiving and not giving out. Wow. And you go to life group. If you go to life group, it's just to receive, receive, receive. Well, you enjoy, right? Receive. But friend, you will become spiritually fat. When you come to that place, right? Do you know what's going to happen to you? You start to complain. Now leader not teaching well, okay. This one come late, complain. Things become boring and complaining. Friend, if you're receiving too much in that sense and not doing anything about it, it's also not healthy, right? Now, what about witnessing? If witnessing is all you do every day, also not healthy. Then you keep on doing, keep on witnessing, keep on serving and all those, you also will dry up. Because it will come to a place, it become performing. You know, performing, right? Performing is not healthy as well, all right? There's time for you to wait. There's a time that you receive. And there's a time that you witness, okay? There's a time you wait. You know, waiting is, you know, when you are empowered, spirit life, you know that there's time that you wait, there's time that you stop waiting, and there's time you receive. And there's time that you know you stop receiving, it's time for you to go. When it's time you go, you witness. There's time that you know, okay, I need to come back to the Lord, I need to wait upon Him, I need to receive, then I go again, all right? Then I go again. So I know there's time, I come back again. So it's a spirit-empowered life. It's a daily spirit-empowered life. Which means there shouldn't be, Pastor, I'm burnt out. Pastor, I'm so tired. It shouldn't be, lah. It shouldn't be, lah. Because if you know that you are spirit empowered, you live a life so strong that you know every day you can honor God and make disciples. A good amen. All right, good. Can I have worship team back? So as I end, the last scripture is here. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, Jesus was lifted up, alright? A cloud took him out of their sight, and while they were gazing into heaven, and he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, so many times in the Christian world, when you see some amazing thing, you're, wow, do you stop there and just observe and do nothing? So here was this two so-called angel with a white robe saying, hey, man of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Which means, hello, women and men of every nation, Penang. Don't just amazed with things that is happening. The time that we wait, the time that we receive, the time that we go, and then come back again. Be yourself, grow, and then start going. Can? Yes? So that will help you to have a balanced Christian life. So with this, hope you understand what it means to make room, okay, for a spirit-empowered life. Can I good amen? All right. I still want story. Can I tell you a story? I was looking for a picture of a car that my father drive. The last car that I knew that he drove, it was KE10. Toyota KE10. How many of you have driven a car KE10? Nobody, huh? Do you know what is KE10? Okay, no. KE20? KE20? Nobody also. KE30? Wow, I'm so old, lah. Okay. All right, child. All right, now. Okay, now. So, one day my father came back and he told us that his car was stolen. So we all like, we are still secondary students. We just wonder, all right, car stolen. Okay, what does that mean, all right? So after a few days, my father came back again. And then my elder brother asked, so father, you found your car? Yeah, found the car. Okay, it's this car, lah, huh? It's K10, all right now. So in curiosity, we asked, so where's the car? The car was found a few miles away from our Tolintan town, okay, the hometown that is called Tolintan. It was a few miles away. Whoa, we all like, whoa, how? I mean, the person who stole the car and left it by the roadside? Yeah. Because this person who stole the car drove away the car and then parked by the roadside. Police found it. You know why? Because there's no more petrol. And that street, there's no petrol station. He has no way, right? No way, right? So he just leave the car and he left, and the police found the car and bring back. So I'm trying to say, we can be like this car. We make room, but never receive. You never receive, we can never go. All right? So we need have a vessel, all of us, make room. We receive. Then we have the fuel, we can go. Today, he has become this car. All right. So God renew us, recharge us every time of our life. Okay, amen. So we're going to pray. So I challenge all of us. If you have not made room, make room for the Holy Spirit. You have not received, receive the Holy Spirit. You'll find that you have not even one time shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's where all the Go Make class all about. Go Make class is about putting tools in your hand and overcome all those challenges that you probably facing and don't know how, shy and all those, is to help you, okay, the Go Make class. All right, you're going to pray. Whatever you are, position you are, let's pray. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I want to thank you for the series that we are wrapping up called Make Room. It's allow the Holy Spirit, make room for the Holy Spirit to work in our life, receiving you, because you have called us to honor God. You have called us to make disciples, which means, oh God, Lord, all this will not take place if we don't go. Which means, Lord, in order to go, Jesus asks us to wait. How many of us here today, your life is so busy that you have never made room, a time that you wait. Like Jesus said, wait. Don't rush anywhere. Just wait upon the Lord. Time where you just make room. Make time. A space. Just you and God. How many of us here today, you find yourself rushed in that manner that you have not made room, and you say, Jesus, I'm going to make room for you. If you are, just quickly raise your hand and put it down. I just... Everyone's eye closed, head bowed. If you are busy, yes, yes, I see you, yes, yes. How many of us here, when time, when you make room, but stay there too long, but never ask, God, I want to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I know when I was making room, I study your word, yes, but that's a time that you need to ask Jesus. You need to ask Jesus by faith. That is to receive, okay, the power of the Holy Spirit. The very reason Jesus asked them, do not depart, but to be at the room, the upper room that they found, they were just waiting. Now, how many of us know that they do not know that the Holy Spirit is going to come in 10 days? Today we know, okay, through the studies we know it was only 10 days. But for them, they do not know it's 10 days. But friends, I want to encourage all of us, how many of us, we have not baptized in the Holy Spirit, but inside you say, Pastor, how to baptize the Holy Spirit? All the Bible account is, majority of the Bible account is where the apostle lay hands on them and pray for them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit, we want to pray for you as well. How many of you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Can I see your hands? Is there anyone here? Is there anyone here? Yes, okay, you want to, yes. So afterwards, I want you to come forward, so our leaders will lead you in a prayer as well, all right? So do not be afraid, all right? Now, the other part is where you go, your witness. Share the gospel. Sometimes we feel, right, don't know how. I say again, Go Make class is help you overcome that. But today, I want to pray for you, at least one in your lifetime, you witness, you see somebody come to know the Lord Jesus. If that is your desire, can I see your hand? Yes, it's your desire. At least you share gospel and this person come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I see your hand. Yes, any more? Only one want to share the gospel, the rest? Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Can we all stand? Oh, Kurabababa, Kiriana. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, okay, let's pray for a while. Kurabababa, Kiriana, Labahande. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabababa. If anyone wants to be prayed for, I encourage you to come forward so that we start praying, right? Now, the rest, okay, I'm going to pray. This, for those who are waiting upon the Lord, okay, which means you say, make room. Father, today I commit all of us into your hands. Father, that we will ourselves to all our busyness. Father, that we will allocate time. We will make time. We will make room, okay, that we have a quiet time. We have a devotional life, that we make this time, Lord, to learn of you. Father, I pray, oh God, Lord, those who are seeking to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I ask, oh God, that their desire inside them will grow so strong. Okay, the desire that they want, Lord, Holy Spirit, come, change me, transform me. Father, that I be, oh God, Lord, a witness, oh God, unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I commit them to your hands as well. And for those who have raised your hand, I want you to come forward so that we start praying for you, all right? All right, now. Father, today I pray. I also ask, Lord, that each and every one of us, Father, that will never live a day without waiting, praying, seeking you, receiving you, and all the more, oh God, the boldness, the power, Holy Spirit, that come upon us. Father, that we will go and witness, oh God, and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost. Help us, oh God, to love the lost. Help us, oh God, to win the lost. And Father, I pray, oh God, that we will disciple them. Father, today I commit all of us into your hands. Father, we thank you for the Make Room series. Father, that we take this one step. That Holy Spirit become real in our life. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, Amen.